Thursday. Today is December the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, renewable fuels, things like biodiesel, ethanol, and what could be coming with sustainable aviation fuel all hang in the balance as we await guidance on different tax credits known as the 45Z tax credit and also 40B. We'll talk about what those actually mean and how they could have a huge impact on that industry after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, whether the Biden administration releases the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit guidance may be a moot point. An agricultural economist said this during a webinar on Wednesday because the Inflation Reduction Act and its various tax incentives may actually be on the chopping block by the incoming Trump administration. Now, on Tuesday, DTN reported the Biden administration planned to release guidance on 45Z, which is considered a vital incentive for a sustainable aviation fuel industry. But during a FarmDoc Biofuels webinar on Wednesday, University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin said not only would it be nearly, quote, impossible for sustainable aviation fuel to be developed, but carbon sequestration by farmers and ethanol plants would be less important if the next Trump administration eliminates 45Z. Now, Irwin laid out scenarios where tax incentives, along with other state-level low-carbon fuel standards, are the only way to bridge that price gap between sustainable aviation fuel and fossil jet fuel. Sustainable aviation fuel production would become far less viable, he said, if the 45Z credit never materializes. The 45Z tax credit really looks like it's on shaky legs, Irwin said, whether it will even be implemented at all. The 40B tax credit, which ends at the end of 2024, has provided a $1.75 per gallon credit for sustainable aviation fuel produced. The 45Z will also be based on carbon intensity scores, as fuels that reduce carbon emissions would receive a higher tax credit. For instance, the 40B credit pays about $1.30 a gallon of jet fuel produced with a carbon intensity score of 45. Currently, most ethanol plants have a carbon intensity score of 45 to 60, for instance. The California Low Carbon Fuel Standard, for example, score corn ethanol at a carbon index of 57.7. Now, Irwin said sustainable aviation fuel can benefit from a stack of policies, including tax credits, renewable identification numbers, always known as RINs, of credits of renewable fuel standards, low carbon fuel standards, and state tax credits. In Illinois, for example, the state recently passed a $1.50 per gallon credit for sustainable aviation fuel. Irwin said the credit, along with the 40B and RINs, would allow sustainable aviation fuel producers in Illinois to completely bridge that price gap between sustainable aviation fuel and traditional fossil jet fuel. Now, the 40B is expiring, and what that means is if 45Z does not materialize or is eliminated by the Trump administration, there could be challenges. You see, if we take out the 45B tax credit line entirely for sustainable aviation fuel, it's dead in the waters economically, Irwin said. So that will be something to pay very careful attention to going forward, is what happens to 45Z. Will anything replace it? Will it be rolled into some other kind of extension of 40B? Will the old biodiesel tax credit begin to apply to sustainable aviation fuel? He said, I don't know the answer, but it's something that's going to have a big impact on the potential expansion of sustainable aviation fuels moving forward. The current biodiesel tax credit will expire at the end of December, and there's been some rumbling in Congress about extending that tax credit in the absence of 45Z. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, Gordon Spronk, who's vice president of the National Pork Board and a Minnesota producer, says the sustainability circle between livestock and crops is beneficial for soil health.
We plant the seeds, in this case, corn and soy, corn for our energy source, soy for our protein source. Those plants grow. We feed those plants to our pigs, our animals, and then they generate manure, and the manure is a great agronomic source of NPK, the nitrogen and the phosphorus and the potassium to put back on the plant-soil interaction. So that closed loop life cycle has been going on for generations, right, on the farm.
Now, Spronk says it's incredibly important that agricultural organizations continue to work together.
It's very important that we work together not only as commodity groups, but together as agriculturalists, or the barnyard, if you will, because so few people really raise food these days. It's less than 2%. Some would argue 1% of our population. So we need to stand united in how we educate and how we explain our agricultural practices. And we use corn and soy for raising of our protein in this case, the form of pork. And so we hope that we can collaborate as best we can with others in the barnyard.
While tillage is used as a soil management tool, it can also be helpful while feeding livestock.
So candidly, with the appropriate tillage practice and monitoring that appropriately, if we use no-till, strip-till, cover crops, we actually can be a carbon deposit. And we're measuring those actively on our farm. We will encourage other farmers to do the same so that we can sort of ease society's concerns about, hey, if they eat meat, are we contributing to greenhouse gases? Well, it turns out, actually, no.
You see, pig farmers can benchmark, measure, and document their sustainability efforts on field and in barn by signing up for a Checkoff-funded Pork Cares Farm Impact Report at porkcheckoff.org. Again, that's Gordon Spronk, Vice President of the National Pork Board. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.